from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
6:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. J.D. Vance, big speech last night. Addressed the crowd at the RNC. I like this guy. He's got the charisma. I like that he's got some military experience. Yeah, he hasn't served a lot of time in the Senate. I don't hold that against him. I think we've learned that lifelong politicians aren't always your best pick. In fact, many times they're absolutely not. So with all that being said, here's just a couple of quick highlights from part of his speech last night. And this is kind of unifying.
Our disagreements actually make us stronger. That's what I've learned in my time in the United States Senate, where sometimes I persuade my colleagues and sometimes they persuade me. And my message to my fellow Americans, those watching from across the country, is shouldn't we be governed by a party that is unafraid to debate ideas and come to the best solution?
Did you hear? Unafraid to debate.
Ooh.
We can disagree, but I'll do it in my way. I'll say it in my way because I'm not as nice as him.
Yeah, sure.
If you can't debate and defend your position, you need to either change it or shut your pie hole. Because that's it. If you can't defend it, then why do you believe it? That it's that simple. So what he's saying is, look, a dialogue is good. Debate is good. He does it with some of his colleagues in the Senate. And sometimes they can change each other's minds because they're intelligent enough to be able to debate. And when debate is being squashed, and it's being squashed by the left, it's their way or the highway. You're an idiot or a fool if you don't go hook, line, and sinker in with them when it comes to climate change.
Absolutely.
The science is settled, some bozo said. Now, I'm sorry, the former President Obama
said. Don't insult bozos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. And this is a guy I think that you can trust if you know what Semper Fidelis means.
Now, I pledge to every American, no matter your party, I will give you everything I have to serve you and to make this country a place where every dream you have for yourself, your family, and your country will be possible once again.
When a Marine says it, I think you can believe it. He understands that about an oath. And then he paints the picture. And this is a rallying cry, and this is going to pump people up, unify them, get them excited about the future of America.
When Donald Trump rose to his feet in that Pennsylvania field, all of America stood with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the crowd goes wild.
Pump it up.
There you go.
Yeah, and the crowd goes,
yeah.
And the crowd goes wild. Does it kind of sound like cheering?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay.
Close enough for radio.
I'm not going to pick everything apart there. I'm not picking it apart, but highlighting it is what I'm doing. This guy is a former Marine. This guy grew up poor, surrounded by drug use, abuse, alcoholism. The future was very, very bleak in his town, in his surroundings, and even in his personal support, like, you know, no dad around, mom with enough issues, basically grandparents raised him. And yet, he succeeded. And he wants other Americans to feel empowered in the same way. To say, look, you still, in America, have a lot of control over your own destiny. You can't control whether you have a dad or not. You can't control if there's drug use and abuse all around you. You can't control those things. But you can focus on going beyond those places, getting out of those situations. Yeah, it takes a lot of strength. But he did it.
Yep.
And I think he has a very, very positive message. He joined the Marines and used that to be able to push him through school at Ohio State, where he graduated in 2 years. And then he went on to Yale. I love how the left will try to turn the Yale thing into a, oh, yeah, right, he's this poor kid from... It's like, you don't have to believe me. It's pretty well documented in book form and movie form. That has been checked out. I mean, it's verifiable.
And ironically, Jennifer Lawrence, you know, actress, whatever, tried to pull the whole, oh, how can hillbillies write a book? Really?
I mean, really? Did she, what did she mean by that?
Well, basically, kind of like not believing the whole thing, the rags to riches kind of thing.
I said, that's right, Jennifer. Who'd have known? Who'd have thought that it would be a convict and a hillbilly that would come along and save America? Yeah, baby. Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, and so how does this dovetail into talking about this shooter, Crooks? And I don't even want to really, from here on out, he's the Weasel Week shooter. He's whatever. Yep. Loser.
Yeah.
Okay. They found a statement that he had posted on this website, Steam, that I guess a lot of gamers and stuff interact and use, Steam.
Okay.
He said, July 13th will be my premiere. Watch as it unfolds. They also didn't find a lot of really heavy political or ideology stuff on his laptop. Now, was he smart enough not to put all that stuff on there, or was he really more apolitical? I think he was kind of anti-political, according to some people that they spoke to that went to school with him. Like, he made fun of people when they were supporting Trump, but he didn't like Biden either. And
apparently, one source is saying that he actually was looking at the schedules of both Trump and Biden.
Yeah, I understand that to be true as well. Here's my point on him and people like him. This is what the left wants your son to be. Remember that toxic masculinity stuff?
Uh-huh.
You know who's toxic masculinity? You know who smells like that? J.D. Vance. Because when they talk about toxic masculinity, we're not talking about machismo.
No.
Nobody likes that. Hey there, little lady. Blah, blah, blah. We get that. That's not good. That's not okay. That's not cool. When we talk about masculinity, we're talking about a man who knows that he needs to protect his family.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to look out for his family. He needs to do whatever's necessary. You know, the guy getting up for work every day, whether he feels like it or not, there's a sense of duty, masculinity there. You're the man of the house and all that. That's not a bad thing. But the left will try to make it a bad thing. And if they continue to have their way, there's going to be more of these weaselly type anti-masculine. That's what they want, a completely non-masculine dweeb of a male. That's what they want. And the funny thing is they don't like toxic masculinity because they think those are the tough guys that start wars. No, they're the tough guys that fight wars. They don't start them. It's the weaselly dweebs that usually start them. It's just some food for thought, you know?
It's the tough guys that cover their family when shots are fired and give their life.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I say thanks, Corey, I don't mean it like
that. No, he gave his all to protect his family that day.
6:16, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy here. Yep, it is Friday Eve, and we have a ton to talk about. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Calls for unity. That is the left's disingenuous attempt at an apology.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
When one of their own is caught shooting at someone on the right again.
On 97.3 The Sky.
It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy.
Hey, at least we lean to the right.
Lean to the right.
On our slope.
Oh, yeah, but we can't both lean to the right.
I ain't leaning left.
I'm leaning toward the flag.
I like it.
I had to come up with something.
That's good.
All right.
Now, we do have one in the studio, if anybody's ever seen pictures. I got a big one right behind us.
Flag.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, my friends. You know you can follow the Bob Rose Show wherever you get your podcast. Yep, just click subscribe. There's no fee, but it'll you'll gain access to all the good stuff.
Nice.
And Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek coming up later on. Art Forgy from Alachua County Sheriff's Office letting you know what's going on in our communities. But people are still talking, obviously, about the attempted assassination of a former president and number one candidate, the Republican Party candidate. It comes in waves. You kind of get over it. You look past it, you know. And then it comes in waves. You go, wow, he really was this close to death. Wow, this close to a nation just changing, really. It's, you know, it's frightening. It's overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, can be.
So there's a guy who knows a little bit about pressure, even though in this case it's only a game. The football coach, Lou Holtz. Remember him, right?
Absolutely.
Never one to hold back. Coaching legend Lou Holtz blasted the Secret Service. Saturday, we know that the weasel wounded Trump in the upper part of the ear in the failed assassination attempt. Speaking to OutKick's Dan Dakich, Holtz railed against the incompetence of the Secret Service and their leadership. How in the hell did that happen? There had to be some kind of Secret Service mistake. Consider this. He was shot, and only by the grace of God he was not killed. But do you know what kind of screw-up happened? Who's running the Secret Service? As far as conspiracy theories, Holtz isn't buying it. If you were doing it intentionally, you couldn't have screwed it up any more in this world. On Tuesday, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle drew backlash when she said agents weren't placed on the top of the building because of a sloped roof.
Amazing. That just rang so hollow, and nobody who had seen pictures or video would believe that. Nobody.
And that's one of the reasons why she should be forced to step down.
Absolutely.
But who's going to force her to step down? The absolutely inadequate buffoon, lying sack of garbage himself, Secretary...
Your buddy Mayorkas?
Yeah.
No.
He's technically, I mean, he's the boss.
Well,
Homeland
Jill,
Security.
Jill, but you know, in this case.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Cheadle and Jill are very, very tight. That's a fact. And it's basically how she got her gig. Now, she's got plenty of experience in the Secret Service. I think she spent 27 years there. But does it mean that you're good at delegating?
Right.
Because if you're trying to prioritize, she clearly stated her priority to have 30% female agents. She didn't say, I want the best agents. She said, I want 30% female. I mean, if they're good, I guess that's good.
That's fine.
But if they're not, hey, they still check the box. We all know that's wrong.
It is.
We all know that's wrong, and that's another reason why meritocracy is the way to go. Cream rising to the top, the best of the best. You know, the toughest get the toughest jobs, smartest get the smart jobs.
Yep.
Anyway, Lou Holtz goes on. He spoke about the difficulties of ascertaining truth. while the media dispenses so much misinformation. You can't trust the media. Everyone has their own agenda, and they try to push it. I don't worry about being politically correct. I just worry about being correct. That's far more important along the line. But I don't think we seem to feel that way anymore. Yeah. It's what we want. We want truth seekers and truth tellers. And it is hard. It's hard these days. We're privy to whatever information, generally speaking, that most people would be privy to. There's some exceptions. We have friends in law enforcement and former law enforcement people. And, you know, like I utilized my connection with my cousin, who was a former Secret Service agent. So we can gain insights from others. And then we try to present that. We try to give you as close to the truth as we can. That's not an agenda. Well, maybe it is an agenda. Our agenda is trying to bring you the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we have an agenda too, I guess. But this is very frightening that a person could be elevated to this position. Clearly, a very highly critical, tough position. But you've got to have, you know, the best. And they did not. There was failures. So many failures.
We heard a pop, pop, pop.
Get breaking news.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence.
On the sky.
Fate stepped in. God, the hand of God.
Hear about it first.
This is a massive security failure.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It is 6:38. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. Weekend on the way. J.D. Vance last night. RNC crushed it.
Oh,
brother.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Great stuff. Also, what the heck? How do you break these records on the Dow? 41,000, 41K.
I'm rich, Charisse. Cash in.
Send it to me in gold bars. And yes, I know it'll take a one-ton truck to bring it. Not so much. Anyway, so what happened? Why is the Dow up and the NASDAQ's down? You want the simple answer? Trump, Republicans are taking over. And NASDAQ, that's got all your little techie yappers, right? I mean, Elon is the exception. Most of them are those techie little yappers, you know? Those little ankle biters.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We like DEI. We like LGBTQ. We like this. The planet's going to melt our face.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. And girls and whatever.
So, I looked for some information to help explain why this is happening, and of course, my simplistic explanation is spot on again. That hurts.
You're going to hurt yourself before the 9 o'clock stretch.
If I was born double-jointed, I really could pat myself on the back even more.
Yeah.
Yes, it's possible.
It's true.
Former President Donald Trump officially won the GOP nomination with his vice presidential pick, J.D. Vance, in tow. And by the way, I'm stealing this from Suzanne O'Halloran. O'Halloran, Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Lassie.
She's a good lass.
So I'm stealing this. The Republican senator from Ohio, a former Marine private equity alum and author of the bestseller to Netflix special, received the nod Monday, 2 days after the former president narrowly escaped an assassination attempt. Prior to this horrific event, the markets were already sniffing out. Subsequent to the debate, a Trump victory. So now investors are sniffing out what? A red sweep. A red sweep. Don't want to. I know the red wave failed us in the past, which just, I was doing this great like monologue, and I kept calling it a blue wave. And Craig was so patient. He goes, "You were on such a roll. I didn't want to tell you. You mean red wave." So
it happens.
A red sweep. Now, that came from Jason Katz, UBS Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager.
Ooh.
He was on Barney & Company, predicting what could unfold should the GOP ticket win the White House. The tax laws of 2017 become permanent. Maybe you get additional tax cuts. You'll have much less erroneous regulations. We could see a very big pickup in activities and all kinds of investments being made.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
So it's a great sign. Now, these guys, they try to look at crystal balls, they guess, like everybody else. But They guess with money.
Yes, they
some
do.
Some of it their own, some of it other people's, but they're getting paid to do that. And so, yeah, they're going to pay attention. And what else? I didn't see it mentioned in here, but let me throw this in there. I don't know if you remember, but I mentioned a report that Goldman Sachs put out a few weeks ago. And in it, it's a 31-page report that basically is they're changing their whole forecast involving AI. Their forecast how much money it's going to, quote unquote, save companies or time or on labor, et cetera. All the, everybody got excited about
it. All the hype.
And now they're pulling back on all those numbers. They're not saying it's not going to work or it's not going to be. They're just pulling back.
It ain't all that.
It's not all that. It's not going to happen fast. It's still, there's more development that needs to occur, et cetera, et cetera. But they pulled way back. And remember, you know, people get involved almost like take everything and make it political. Mm-hmm. And the author of that particular who was sharing the story about the 31-page report basically says, look, at the end of the day, these guys aren't political per se. They follow the money or they draw the money or whatever, but they're about the green, not about the red or the blue. So I thought that was interesting, too. So with that, did that information kind of affect the NASDAQ, so to speak? And then a multiplying effect with, really, since a lot of them are Trump haters, you know, so they see things, the future maybe not as great, that the fact of the matter is, you get Republicans in there, especially if they get in the House and the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, this economic engine, especially not with just any run-of-the-mill Republican.
Mm-hmm.
You got Donald J. Trump in there. Absolutely.
Donnie.
Yeah, thanks. Donnie, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've been on this fake AI story for a long time, talking about it's one of the greatest marketing things ever for these companies to draw investment. And I'll tell you what, Bob, I'm working up in Ocala. I'm coming up 200. There's a new warehouse going in, climate-controlled air conditioning. That's all great. But when you see a sign that says it's enhanced with AI, that tells you this whole thing's been a fraud and nothing but a marketing campaign. All it is computing. It's just faster than it was before. No computer is thinking on its own and learning on its own. It's whatever's put in. It's just zeros and ones, Bob.
Afternoons at 3.
I have real anger towards what is a massive security failure.
Sean Hannity.
And frankly, save me the lectures from Democrats and the left, their incendiary rhetoric.
On 97.3, The Sky.
You know, Greg and I are big fans of the F word. Food.
Oh yeah.
We love us some food.
Absolutely.
And there is for no other reason than our love of food that I would even mention that Hooters.
Oh, you know, wings.
I can't even pull it off.
You can't even say it with a straight face. Well, wings are way up on my list. You know that. I love
me too.
Some good wings.
And me too.
So yes, absolutely.
I actually played softball for Hooters. They were
really
our sponsor.
Did you have to wear those little short orange little shorties things?
I rocked them, and they looked really good when I wore my fanny pack as well.
We
didn't have to wear those.
It was the early 90s, I guess, or something.
yeah, it looks so good with my mullet.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I had the mullet.
Yeah.
Anyway,
had your little t-shirt tied the knot in front the whole bit. Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
But I do remember when we used to cut our shirts, like half shirts and stuff.
Yeah, half shirts, yeah.
Yeah. And you outgrow that quickly because, about 22, the belly starts to push out a little bit.
Because you outgrow it. That's the whole point. Yeah.
A new Hooters restaurant is being planned for a shopping center in the Villages, according to the director of their development, commercial development. Anyway, you don't have a lot of more details, and that it should be off of in the Lake Deaton Plaza, not too far from Highway 44. And Hooters, if you don't know, the original one is in Clearwater and started over 40 years ago. And
we heard a pop, pop, pop.
Get
breaking news.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence.
On the Sky.
Fate stepped in. God, the hand of God.
Hear about it first.
This is a massive security failure.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It is 6:38. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Happy Thursday. Weekend on the way. J.D. Vance last night. RNC crushed it.
Oh,
brother.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Great stuff. Also, what the heck? How do you break these records on the Dow? 41,000, 41K.
I'm rich, Charisse Cashin.
Send it to me in gold bars. And yes, I know it'll take a one-ton truck to break it. Not so much. Anyway, so what happened? Why is the Dow up and the NASDAQ's down? You want the simple answer? Trump, Republicans are taking over. And NASDAQ, that's got all your little techie yappers, right? I mean, Elon is the exception. Most of them are those techie little yappers, you know? Those little ankle biters.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We've got DEI. We like LGBTQ. We like this, the planet's going to melt our face.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. Girls and whatever.
So, I looked for some information to help explain why this is happening. And, of course, my simplistic explanation is spot on again. That hurts.
You're going to hurt yourself before the 9 o'clock stretch.
If I was born double-jointed, I really could pat myself on the back even more.
Yeah.
Yes, it's possible.
It's true.
Former President Donald Trump officially won the GOP nomination with his vice presidential pick, J.D. Vance, in tow. And, by the way, I'm stealing this from Suzanne O'Halloran. O'Halloran, a nice Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Lassie.
She's a good lass.
So I'm stealing this. The Republican senator from Ohio, a former Marine, private equity alum, and author of the bestseller to Netflix special, received the nod Monday, 2 days after the former president narrowly escaped an assassination attempt. Prior to this horrific event, the markets were already sniffing out. Subsequent to the debate, a Trump victory. So now investors are sniffing out what? A red sweep. A red sweep. Ooh. Don't want to. I know the red wave failed us in the past, which I was doing this great like monologue, and I kept calling it a blue wave. And Craig was so patient. He goes, "You were on such a roll. I didn't want to tell you. You mean red wave." So
it happens.
A red sweep. Now, that came from Jason Katz, UBS Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager.
Ooh.
He was on Barney & Company, predicting what could unfold should the GOP ticket win the White House. The tax laws of 2017 become permanent. Maybe you get additional tax cuts. You'll have much less erroneous regulations. We could see a very big pickup in activities and all kinds of investments being made.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
So it's a great sign. Now, these guys, they try to look at crystal balls. They guess like everybody else. But they guess with money.
Yes, they do.
Some of it their own, some of it other people's. But they're getting paid to do that. And so, yeah, they're going to pay attention. And what else? I didn't see it mentioned in here, but let me throw this in there. I don't know if you remember, but I mentioned a report that Goldman Sachs put out a few weeks ago. And it's a 31-page report that basically is they're changing their whole forecast involving AI. Their forecast how much money it's going to, quote-unquote, save companies or time or on labor, et cetera. All the everybody got excited about
all the
it.
Hype.
And now they're pulling back on all those numbers. They're not saying it's not going to work or it's not going to be. They're just pulling back.
It ain't all that.
It's not all that. It's not going to happen fast. It's still, there's more development that needs to occur, et cetera, et cetera. But they pulled way back. And remember, people get involved almost like take everything and make it political. And the author of that particular, who was sharing the story about the 31-page report, basically says, look, at the end of the day, these guys aren't political per se. They follow the money, or they draw the money, or whatever. But They're about the green, not about the red or the blue. So I thought that was interesting, too. So with that, did that information kind of affect the NASDAQ, so to speak? And then a multiplying effect with, really, since a lot of them are Trump haters, you know, so they see things, the future maybe not as great. That the fact of the matter is, you get Republicans in there, especially if they get in the House and the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, this economic engine, especially not with just any run-of-the-mill Republican.
Mm-hmm.
You got Donald J. Trump in there. Absolutely.
Donnie.
Yeah, thanks. Donnie, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've been on this fake AI story for a long time, talking about it's one of the greatest marketing things ever for these companies to draw investment. And I'll tell you what, Bob, I'm working up in Ocala. I'm coming up 200. There's a new warehouse going in, climate-controlled air conditioning. That's all great. But when you see a sign that says it's enhanced with AI, that tells you this whole thing's been a fraud and nothing but a marketing campaign. All it is computing. It's just faster than it was before. No computer is thinking on its own and learning on its own. It's whatever's put in. It's just zeros and ones, Bob.
Afternoons at 3.
I have real anger towards what is a massive security failure.
Sean Hannity.
And frankly, save me the lectures from Democrats and the left, their incendiary rhetoric.
On 97.3, The Sky.
You know, Greg and I are big fans of the F word. Food.
Oh, yeah.
We love us some food.
Absolutely.
And there is for no other reason than our love of food that I would even mention that Hooters.
Oh, you know, wings.
I can't even pull it off.
You can't
man.
Even say it with a straight face. Well, wings are way up on my list. You know that. I
and
love
me too.
Me some good wings.
And me too.
So, yes, absolutely.
I actually played softball for Hooters. They were our
really?
Sponsor.
Did you have to wear those little short orange little shorties things?
I rocked them. And they looked really good when I wore my fanny pack as well.
Well,
we didn't have to wear those.
It was the early 90s, I guess, or something.
Yeah. It looks so good with my mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had the mullet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Had your little t-shirt tied, the knot in front, the whole bit. Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
But I do remember when we used to cut our shirts, like half shirts and
half
stuff.
Yeah, half shirts, yeah.
Yeah. And you outgrow that quickly because, you know, about 22, the belly starts to push out a little
bit. Because you outgrow it. That's the whole point. Yeah.
A new Hooters restaurant is being planned for a shopping center in the Villages, according to the director of their development, commercial development. Anyway, don't have a lot of more details, and that it should be off of in the Lake Deaton Plaza, not too far from Highway 44. And Hooters, if you don't know, the original one is in Clearwater, and started over 40 years ago. And it is so interesting to me because being a Tampa Bay guy for a long time, you know, I went to the original one. I played softball for them before other softball games at another Hooters location. I mean, we would go there after the games or go there anytime, and we brought our wives and girlfriends in.
Both?
It was never nobody ever felt, you know, and
awkward.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Florida. The girls are wearing shorts. And they wear these little white t-shirts. But, I mean, do you ever go to the beach?
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely had way more coverage than any beach that I've been to in the last 50 years.
Yeah, they were overdressed for the beach, for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get it.
It's
I get
marketing.
It, the double entendre and the joke and all that. But it's not, let me just put it to you this way. It's not like some kind of house of ill repute.
No.
They're not prostitutes.
No.
They're not strippers, dancers, whatever.
Right.
And I just always thought that was kind of funny. But I can't help it. I am going to joke about Hooters being in the Villages. I'm just,
it's
going to be funny.
For radio, yeah, I get it.
And when I said that, you know, the operations in other places, the numbers are way down. The sales are sagging.
Right.
Really, but it's true. I'm not just saying that. In fact, looked up and there was an article that just came out a few days ago that talked about the end of Hooters is near. Talking
really?
About that. Yeah. And it has to do, I think, with, you know, the people that like to go visit them are aging out.
Right. Things go through cycles.
And then the younger ones have, I think, a little bit of a distorted view, like I said, of what it is. It's a wing joint, you know?
It's what it is.
Wings and beer, whatever.
Yep.
And they used to have a really good grouper-style sandwich. And I say grouper-style because I always wondered why they called it the cousin to the grouper sandwich.
Okay.
Because if you're using real grouper, you better be using real grouper, because there actually are people that will bust you. Man, that had been going on.
Really?
And so I remember they said, cousin to the grouper sandwich.
That's clever.
At least they're admitting you weren't really getting grouper. But they were great, nonetheless. Anyway, so the villages might make perfect sense.
Oh, yeah, because demographically.
Demographically, yeah, exactly.
They remember when they were new.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And
that makes sense.
And down there, it's not, you know, not like they're going to go, oh, that place is nasty or naughty.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
go have some wings.
But it's going to be the same deal it is like everywhere else in the villages.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a parking spot with all the golf carts surrounding the place.
Yeah.
I mean, golf cart heaven.
Really? Depending on your perspective.
That's the next step to heaven, too, in a lot of ways.
Jen and I went to a different place. Somebody had recommended a place in Gainesville for wings that, that we'd never been to.
Uh-huh.
And we went, and they really were amazing. I guess they're not a client or anything, just a little hole-in-the-wall place. But Brennan's, right there on the, it's like South Main. It actually met John Brennan, who's one of the owners. He happened to be working that day. And they were really good. Because I know you like them cooked just a little crisp. You don't like the yucky skin. Absolutely.
Crispy.
Yes. They were
right
really good.
On. Yep. Brennan's, huh?
Yeah.
South Main, so.
Just off of university on the left.
So, you think their demographic is it's going to be a lot of college kids, or
I don't know
because
it's
downtown.
It's a bar and grill. It's kind of that midtown. Yeah, go down.
Is it like an Irish pub with the name Brennan?
It should be. I didn't ask him.
Hey,
but yeah,
I'll have to check that out. Thank you.
I'm here for
that tip.
Yep.
And now we need one of our advertising executives.
Go knock on the door.
Yeah. Hey.
Wings for the morning show.
I did hear those guys talking. Let's see. If you own a bar and grill, not sure if you're up.
Yeah. At this hour. Maybe you're going to bed about right now.
Yeah.
You're still winding down.
All right. So, top story.
Yes.
VP pick, J.D. Vance. I mean, that's not new.
It's
but
big.
He gave a great speech last night. And this is really important. I know it almost sounds cliché-ish, you know, that we can disagree or we can have debate.
Right.
But let's listen to this and think about it.
Our disagreements actually make us stronger. That's what I've learned in my time in the United States Senate, where sometimes I persuade my colleagues and sometimes they persuade me.
Wait.
And my message to my fellow Americans, those watching from across the country, is shouldn't we be governed by a party that is unafraid to debate ideas and come to the best solution?
Unafraid to debate ideas, come to the best solution. That's part of what has made America great. Don't underestimate the ability to debate issues. But the left? Nope. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about it because they can't defend their positions.
On the Sky.
He said, we want to do this, we want to do that, we want to get rid of this tax, that tax.
We have to make sure that we have a fair tax system.
But he doesn't do anything.
It's the candidates.
We're in a failing nation, but it's not going to be failing anymore. We're going to make it great again.
It's the debates.
We've made significant progress from the debacle that was left.
And it's what everybody's talking about.
If the Republicans want to win,
let Biden talk.
Election talk happens here.
He'll hang himself.
We have to change some of the dialogue.
News Talk 97.3. Afternoons at 3.
I have real anger towards what is a massive security failure.
Sean Hannity.
And frankly, save me the lectures from Democrats and the left, their incendiary rhetoric.
On 97.3, The Sky.
You know, Greg and I are big fans of the F word. Food.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We love us some food.
Absolutely.
And there is for no other reason than our love of food that I would even mention that Hooters.
Oh, you know, wings.
I can't even pull it off.
You can't even say it with a straight face. Well, wings are way up on my list. You know that. I love
me too.
Some good wings.
And me too.
So, yes, absolutely.
I actually played softball for Hooters. They were
really
sponsor.
Did you have to wear those little short orange little shorties things?
I rocked them. And they looked really good when I wore my fanny pack as well.
We
didn't have to wear those.
It was the early 90s, I guess, or something.
Yeah. It looks so good with my mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had the mullet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Had a little T-shirt, tied the knot in front, the whole bit. Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
But I do remember when we used to cut our shirts, like half shirts
the
and
half
stuff.
Half shirts, yeah.
Yeah. And you outgrow that quickly because... About 22, the belly starts to push out a little bit.
Because you outgrow it. That's the whole point. Yeah.
A new Hooters restaurant is being planned for a shopping center in the Villages, according to the director of their development, commercial development. Anyway, don't have a lot of more details than that. It should be off of in the Lake Deaton Plaza, not too far from Highway 44. And Hooters, if you don't know, the original one is in Clearwater and started over 40 years ago. And it is so interesting to me because being a Tampa Bay guy for a long time, you know, I went to the original one. I played softball for them before other softball games at another Hooters location. I mean, we would go there after the games or go there anytime. And we brought our wives and girlfriends in.
Both?
It was never a nobody ever felt it, you know, and
awkward.
It's Florida. The girls are wearing shorts, and they wear these little white T-shirts. But I mean, do you ever go to the beach?
Yeah,
I mean, they definitely had way more coverage than any beach that I've been to in the last 50 years.
Yeah, they were overdressed for the beach, for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get it.
It's marketing.
The double entendre and the joke and all that, but it's not... let me just put it to you this way. It's not like some kind of house of ill repute.
No.
They're not prostitutes.
No.
They're not strippers, dancers, whatever.
Right.
And I just always thought that was kind of funny. But I can't help it. I am going to joke about Hooters being in the Villages. I'm just,
it's
going to be funny.
For radio, yeah. I get it.
And when I said that, you know, the operations in other places, the numbers are way down. The sales are sagging.
Right.
Really, but it's true. I'm not just saying that. In fact, looked up and there was an article that just came out a few days ago that talked about the end of Hooters is near. About that. Yeah, and it has to do, I think, with, you know, the people that like to go visit them are aging out.
Right. Things go through cycles.
And then the younger ones have, I think, a little bit of a distorted view, like I said, of what it is. It's a wing joint, you know?
It's what it is.
Wings and beer, whatever.
Yep.
And they used to have a really good grouper-style sandwich. And I say grouper-style because I always wondered why they called it the cousin to the grouper sandwich.
Okay.
Because if you're using real grouper, you better be using real grouper because there actually are people that will bust you. Man, that had been going on.
Really?
And so I remember they said cousin to the grouper sandwich.
That's clever.
At least they're admitting you weren't really getting grouper. But they were great nonetheless. Anyway, so the Villages might make perfect sense.
Oh, yeah, because demographically.
Demographically,
yeah,
exactly.
They remember when they were new.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And
that makes sense.
And down there, it's not, you know, not like they're going to go, oh, that place is nasty or naughty.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Go have some wings.
But it's going to be the same deal it is like everywhere else in the Villages.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a parking spot with all the golf carts surrounding the place.
Yeah.
I mean, golf cart heaven.
Really, depending on your perspective.
That's the next step to heaven, too, in a lot of ways.
Jen and I went to a different place. Somebody had recommended a place in Gainesville for wings that, that we'd never been to.
Uh-huh.
And we went, and they really were amazing. I guess they're not a client or anything. It's just a little hole-in-the-wall place. But Brennan's, right there on the, it's like South Main. And actually met John Brennan, who's one of the owners. He happened to be working that day. And they were really good. Because I know you like them cooked just a little crisp. You don't like the yucky skin. Absolutely.
Crispy.
Yes. They were really good.
Yep. Brennan's, huh?
Yeah.
South Main, so...
Just off of university on the left.
So, you think their demographic is it's going to be a lot of college kids, or...
I don't know.
Or
it's
downtown
it's a bar and grill. It's kind of that midtown. Yeah, go down.
Is it like an Irish pub with the name Brennan?
It should be.
I
didn't ask him.
Hey.
But yeah.
I'll have to check that out. Thank you
for
that tip.
Yep.
And now we need one of our advertising executives.
Go knock on the door.
Yeah. Hey,
Wings for the Morning Show.
I did hear those guys talking. Let's see. If you own a bar and grill, not sure if you're up.
Yeah. At this hour. Maybe you're going to bed about right now.
Yeah.
You're still winding down.
All right. So, top story.
Yes.
VP pick J.D. Vance. I mean, that's not new.
It's
but
big.
He gave a great speech last night. And this is really important. I know it almost sounds cliché-ish, you know, that we can disagree or we can have debate.
Right.
But let's listen to this and think about it.
Our disagreements actually make us stronger. That's what I've learned in my time in the United States Senate, where sometimes I persuade my colleagues and sometimes they persuade me.
Wait.
And my message to my fellow Americans, those watching from across the country, is shouldn't we be governed by a party that is unafraid to debate ideas and come to the best solution?
Unafraid.
Wow.
To debate ideas, come to the best solution. That's part of what has made America great. Don't underestimate the ability to debate issues. But the left? Nope. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about it because they can't defend their positions.
On the Sky.
He said, we want to do this, we want to do that, we want to get rid of this tax, that tax.
We have to make sure that we have a fair tax system.
But he doesn't do anything.
It's the candidates.
We're in a failing nation, but it's not going to be failing anymore. We're going to make it great again.
It's the debates.
We've made significant progress from the debacle that was left.
And it's what everybody's talking about.
If the Republicans want to win,
let Biden talk.
Election talk happens here.
He'll hang himself.
We have to change some of the dialogue.
Here's Talk 97.3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.